Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
In the depths of World War II back in 1942, Ford Motor Corporation opened the Willow Run Bomber Plant in Ypsilanti, Michigan, on the outskirts of Detroit. Under the direction of Edsel Ford, Willow Run produced B-24 bomber aircraft in a 5 million square foot facility, 1 mile long by a quarter mile wide, the largest factory in the world. At the height of production, more than 42,000 workers, including legendary cadres of Rosie the Riveters, rolled out a B-24 bomber every 59 minutes, producing a total of more than 8,600 aircraft before the conclusion of the war. The Willow Run plant is revered as a critical factor in the effort to win the war. In 1981, a group of military aviation enthusiasts formed the Yankee Air Museum at the Willow Run property to pay homage to the greatest generation. Today, the Yankee Air Museum Collections and Exhibits Building contains 47,000 square feet of permanent exhibits, in addition to flyable World War II aircraft, including a B-25, C-47, and a B-17 housed in one of the vintage Willow Run maintenance structures, Mammoth Hangar 1. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me at Willow Run for a conversation with Kevin Walsh, Executive Director of the Yankee Air Museum, as we prepare to fly over the Ypsilanti Ann Arbor region in a true Warbird Classic B-17 bomber, one of only 9 remaining flyable in the world.
My name is Kevin Walsh. I'm the executive director of the Yankee Air Museum. We're here today at Willow Run Airport in Bay 8 of Hangar 1, home to the flyable airplanes of the Yankee Air Museum.
Willow Run was started under the auspices of Edsel Ford.
It was really the Ford family putting together the Willow Run bomber plant back in the early 40s, and the opportunity to join the war effort and produce over 8,000 B-24 Liberator bombers right here at Willow Run.
Limited to 24s?
Yeah, the factory was designed for B-24s. It was actually designed for other bombers in the future, but all that was produced here were B-24s, and they were produced at an incredible rate of a bomber an hour, which said no one could ever have done that. Well, the Ford said, yeah, we can do that.
Well, that's over two-thirds of the total production of 24s for the whole war. I remember it's like 12,800, something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Consolidated built a lot of B-24s, but you know, the Ford-built B-24s here were certainly the largest in numbers. And even the pilots back then commented on how much better the Ford-built 24s were put together and flew.
Wow. And so today, many years later, the physical structure of Willow Run, some of it still remains in this hangar we're in right now?
Yeah, actually, Hangar 1 here at Willow Run is part of the original structure. But more importantly, the actual production bomber plant assembly in that building is part of the building that we've saved, the Yankee Air Museum has saved, 144,000 square feet, the very end where all the B-24s rolled out of. That's going to be the future home of the museum. So we're excited that we're able to save not only that big chunk of history, but obviously produce a new home for the museum.
Going back a little bit in time, I understand there was a real tragedy here with a fire that was just irreparable.
Yeah, in October of 2004, we lost 35,000 artifacts, 8 airplanes. No lives were lost in the fire, thank goodness. But we were able to pull our flyable airplanes out of the burning building. That essentially, plus our 3,500 members at the time, are what got us through, got us to a point where we're able to buy a smaller building on the east side of Willow Run Airport and begin a museum again 6 years later after the fire. Now, looking ahead, 3 years from now, we'll be in this new 144,000 square foot facility.
So we are surrounded. We have a 17 in front of us. So this is not a museum. This, where we are right now, is a working airframe mechanic place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, as you can hear all the noise in the background, the guys are getting the airplanes ready to fly this morning. Yeah, we have a B-25, a B-17, C-47, a Stinson, and a Waco, and these are all flyable airplanes. They're all owned by the museum.
So this is a Mitchell right behind us.
Right, this is a B-25 Mitchell, most famous from the Doolittle Raid, right. The raid on Tokyo. And this is actually one of the only combat flying D models in the world,
wow.
Which, again, is a rare piece of history in itself. Our newest acquisition, the three-place red biplane, that was built by the Waco Aircraft Company over in Battle Creek, Michigan. These type Wacos are brand new built, and they're for sightseeing purposes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and so we're going to give members and visitors of the Yankee Air Museum an opportunity to actually feel what it's like to fly in an open cockpit biplane.
You're saying we can go up in that sometime?
Sometime, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're real close to getting ready to start doing rides, so we're excited to start doing biplane rides here. And it's a different visceral experience than the bomber rides. The open cockpit, you know, a little slower, the big biplane.
Motorcycle.
Yeah, and you get the wind and the propeller just beating on you. It's a totally visceral experience.
Well, now, as you know, the reason I'm here with you this morning was the rare opportunity to fly in a B-17. What a incredible gift that is.
Yeah, there's only 6 17s right now that are currently flying rides. So you can't get a ride in a B-17 as easy as you can go get a ride in something else, you know. And then there's only about 9 flyable in the
world.
So it's very, very rare. It is only because of the dedication and the hard work of all our volunteers that maintain these airplanes and keep them going. It's unbelievable the time and energy they put in and the passion they have to actually be so dedicated. And many of these folks work well beyond a 40-hour work week, and they're all volunteers.
Wow.
And they're to be commended for all their efforts.
That's so cool. As you're talking, I think back in history, and as I remember, I think it's about 12,600, 12,800 B-17s that were manufactured, and you're going, wow, they're all gone.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to them all?
Really, in the 17s in post-war, they had a design that lent themselves to something a little bit more practical than the B-24s. The B-24s were designed to drop bombs.
Right.
That's what their design was. And they didn't have much applicable usage after the war. The 17, by its very nature and the way the aircraft was put together, it did have some practical uses in firefighting and transport and Coast Guard patrol, etc. So that's why a few more 17s exist in the world than B-24s. Generally, after the war, they were no longer needed, so they were scrapped, and that was the end of them.
The 17 is one of the most elegant aircrafts in the sky to this day.
Yeah.
A little biased, but I testify. The other one is the 29. It was so futuristic. It was so state-of-the-art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And to think that there's only, right now, one flying in the world.
Wow.
There's a handful of airframes. There's one that's close to flying, so you may see two again. But another rare aircraft, classic military, vintage military aircraft that just it doesn't exist anymore. And again, it was a mindset back then at the end of World War II. We don't need this anymore. We've won the war. We've beat Japan. We've beat Germany. The war is over in Europe and the Pacific. It was just an interesting time and transition. And plus, you look at the advancements, the technological advancements after World War II, through especially the 50s. Planes were changing so quick. We went from propellers to jet engines so fast that you think the B-17s, they were obsolete. Yeah. There was no reason to keep them.
But there was that interlude, early 50s, I remember. They took the 29 and they modified it to a commercial aircraft in the Northwest Orient. Remember
that? Yeah,
I flew on that as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Outstanding. That's a pretty unique opportunity, pretty unique experience.
I know. And think about it. It was two stories. I mean, it was like a prehistoric 747.
Yeah, absolutely.
Taking it all in.
And what do you do?
I work at the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Okay, good.
I serve as the vice chairman. Get to go up on the ride with you today. I'm really excited about
blessed?
This.
I know.
We're very fortunate. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a rare opportunity for locals, for anybody, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Whether you're from the West Coast or East Coast, we're on the outskirts of Ann Arbor. So throughout the year, locals, people throughout the state and tri-state area, when can they come and fly in the B-17?
You know,
how often?
We actually start flying the beginning of May and fly all the way through to October. So as long as the weather is fairly decent through those months, we're flying all the time. We fly out of Willow Run, and then we also fly in all our stops. So if you go on YankeeAirMuseum.org and look at our schedule, we don't just fly here, but we fly at all our locations
point
that we
point.
Go to.
Yeah.
Exactly. But and again, this experience, this is worth traveling to see. There are not many experiences for this price point that you are ever going to have that is this visceral, this exciting, and memorable. That's one of the key things about these flight experiences and visiting the museum is everything about it is memorable. And as soon as that first engine starts, you'll know what I mean.
Oh, I do. There's no sweeter sound on planet Earth than a radial engine.
Absolutely. I mean, we live to hear the noise. And the other thing is there's hardly any aviation museums around in this region that regularly fly these type of airplanes. So that's another thing, and it's a reason to travel and to have people come into Southeast Michigan, come to Washtenaw County, the Ann Arbor area, and experience this, because you can't go anywhere else to get a B-17 yeah. ride in this part of the nation, yeah. period, yeah. or a B-25 ride, or hop on a C-47 transport and go for a flight. Aviation museums typically are static museums. Mm-hmm. They don't have flyable airplanes.
And you do.
And we do.
Yeah,
that's what makes us different.
Price point, what would be the least expensive hop you could make?
Right now on our transport, it's $175 per person.
Like C-47.
That's C-47 mm-hmm. transport, yep. B-25 is $400 per person. B-17 is $450 per person. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, when you look at the price point and the experience you get, nothing matches it.
I've been there and I can testify.
Yeah.
It's one of those memories that stays with you for the rest
yep.
of your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
Sum total, the part's greater than the whole.
Yeah. In addition to the flyable airplanes, and that's kind of what we're focused on this morning, is we have a fascinating museum at the other side of the airfield. You know, as we move towards one center, one main museum in the next couple of years, we still have an incredibly active 40,000 square foot building that's on the other side that people are able to rent for special occasions, corporate parties, wedding receptions, able to tour school groups. We have an interactive fly zone where kids are able to fly UAVs inside the museum.
Oh, wow.
In a caged-in area.
Nice.
And there's flight simulators for the kids and a ton of history inside this building, and very, very inexpensive. Adults are $8, kids are $5, and kids 2 and under are no charge. So it's a fantastic experience to come out to the museum. And
very accessible for kids.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great time, and we encourage people to check out yankeeairmuseum.org. Look at the special events we've got coming up. One of the biggest, and our pride and joy, is August 29th, 30th, United States Navy Blue Angels, Thunder over Michigan. Back here in Ypsilanti at Willow Run Airport. We're so excited to have the Blue Angels back after 4 years. They're coming back, headline the show, along with the United States Air Force F-16 Viper demo. And then our big theme this year, we always have a massive theme, is Bombertown USA. So we are gathering heavy and medium bombardment aircraft from World War II and just slightly post-war all together for a gathering that's going to be once in a lifetime worldwide.
That'd be a serious flyover.
It is going to be, absolutely. So we're so excited about it. And you get your tickets now. My name is Kevin Walsh. I'm the executive director of the Yankee Air Museum.
Kevin, thank you for sharing. What a great day to go up in the sky.
It is. You're going to love it. So time to go fly.
Love it. All right. Thank you.
Great.